The recent disclosure by Pacific Gas and Electric that they don't have enough energy to serve the southern Humboldt region in the very near future threatens the viability of Riodel for the next 7 to 10 years, according to City Manager Kyle Knopp in a presentation to the City Council at their September 20th meeting. PG&E has released their future forecast for power in the region, and it is dire, according to 2nd District Supervisor Michelle Bushnell, who also attended the meeting in order to share what little information the power company has provided so far. But first, the council heard a presentation by Caltrans on the planned replacement of the northbound Highway 101 bridge, the Mudgett Bridge. The bridge is in need of a complete seismic retrofit, which is estimated to cost around $62 million. Caltrans will be circulating a draft environmental review in October of this year. The start of construction isn't expected to begin until spring 2026 and finish by late 2028. Traffic will be diverted to the southbound bridge, which will carry two-way traffic for the duration of the project. City Manager Knopp then provided some background information to begin his presentation related to PG&E. Riodel approved commercial cannabis businesses in the former Eel River Sawmill site, now known as the Riodel Humboldt Business Park, in 2017. PG&E had provided letters of commitment for power to multiple projects in that area, but many have been waiting for years now, including a $4.5 million development that was approved in 2019. PG&E recently told that developer that power is not available and there is no timeline for when it might be provided. The city has been advocating for the promised services to approve developments with little success to date. A recent meeting between the city, PG&E, and the Public Utilities Commission finally revealed the level of the problem that this area is facing. According to the information that PG&E has provided to the city, there are 10 applicants for power hookups in the queue for service right now. PG&E says they can provide power to only 2 to 4 of them at the moment. Improvements would need to be made to the Bellevue substation in Riodel, which may or may not happen in the next 2 to 4 years. That upgrade would allow only another 2 to 4 projects getting power. The city requested information on the projects that are in the queue, but PG&E won't provide any information about the projects or the affected property owners, citing privacy concerns. Affected property owners and businesses are encouraged to contact City Hall to provide their information so that they can be included in any advocacy efforts and updates. What would it take to do the substantial infrastructure improvements that are required to allow for growth in the area? According to PG&E's estimates, it would take approximately $900 million and at least 10 years to complete the required work. Currently, PG&E has no plans or intentions to do any of it. City Manager Knopp described the situation as effectively a ban on future community development in Riodel. The city is asking PG&E for solutions to the increasing power demand that will be needed for improvements required by the state climate action plan, let alone any growth. New building codes now require a 220-volt power hookup rather than the 110 that is common in residential construction. Required improvements in the wastewater treatment process will also double the power demand at the existing facility, and that power may not be available, according to Knopp. A meeting was scheduled for the next day with Senator Mike McGuire, the County Planning Department, and Southern Humboldt City representatives to talk about the issue. A presentation to the Board of Supervisors by PG&E isn't expected until November. South of Riodel is in an even worse position. They have no additional power available at all. The Gerald Phelps Community Hospital project in Garberville was at a substantial risk of not receiving power, according to Supervisor Bushnell. PG&E has offered some assurances recently that they will power the hospital project. Supervisor Bushnell stated that PG&E knew about this situation 6 months ago, but didn't tell anyone. Senator Mike McGuire and his staff were also unaware of the problem until Bushnell contacted them the week before. Eureka and McKinleyville have enough power now for development, but larger projects like the McKay subdivision will task that, and they will be in a similar position down the road. This isn't isolated to the North Coast, but it is isolated to rural pockets of the state, according to Supervisor Bushnell. City Manager Knopp will be bringing back updates to the council as he gets more information. Video of the Riodel City Council meeting is available online at YouTube. The full council packet of documentation, including the PowerPoint presentation by Caltrans on the bridge replacement project, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Riodel City Council will be Tuesday, October 4th at 6:30 p.m. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD News.